Hey there, welcome to Late Call to Faith. I'm Don Bland and I'm really glad you're here. Now let me just start by saying this isn't going to be one of those podcasts where I just talk at you. I want this to feel more like we're sitting across from each other at the kitchen table, maybe with a cup of coffee in hand, just talking about life, about faith, and about how sometimes, even when you think you've got it all figured out, life has a funny way of turning things around. So who am I? Well, I'm a retired tech guy, spent decades in an industry that's all logic, code, and problem solving. Before that, I was in Vietnam. Yep, boots on the ground. I've seen the worst of humanity and some of its best. And for most of my life, I didn't believe in God. I really didn't think I needed to. But spoiler alert, I was wrong. This podcast is about that journey, about a stubborn, skeptical old guy like me found faith later in life and how it changed everything. All right, let me take you back a bit. I grew up in a pretty average small farm town in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. My mother passed away when I was 12. Till that time, our family on Sunday, excluding my dad, would put on the Sunday best and head off to the local Methodist church. After sitting through what it seemed like a small eternity, we'd go home, change clothes, go out and play a bit, and come in for Sunday dinner. In the 50s and 60s, that's the way it was for most of all my friends. We were of different denominations, but it didn't matter. We didn't know the difference. After my mother's passing, church abruptly ended. My dad was very close to a heathen, which was also his favorite add-on foul word, and we could go or not go. He was indifferent. Over the rest of my life, up to a few years ago, somebody asked me what religion I was. I always answered Methodist. You know, I really didn't know why. During my 13th, 14th year, I lived with my grandparents in West Virginia. I roamed the mountains and started going through the adolescent madness of becoming a teenager. Drank my first beer, had my first girlfriend, and generally enjoyed life. After those years, my dad sent for me to come back and join the rest of the family. I went on to high school, worked odd jobs, went to drive-in on weekends, and after graduating in 1968, settled in on the idea of military service and, of course, going to Vietnam. Communications are not what they are today, but we still heard about war and casualties every evening on the news. Actually, it was a bit scary, but to an 18-year-old, invincible, indestructible human being, it sounded like an adventure. I had two brothers who'd served and one had been in Vietnam. My dad was a World War II veteran and a staunch patriot. I looked at it like they made it, so can I. Long story short, after infantry training in Fort Ord, California, on August the 9th, 1969, my boots hit the ground in Benoit, Vietnam. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Vietnam was rough. Left marks on all of us who were there, physically, mentally, emotionally. Some of those scars, they stick around. I really never thought I'd changed. I looked in the mirror and it was the same guy, except he's a little older with a mustache. Many years later, one of my friends told me that I was different. I asked him how. He said I seemed older, more distant. I came back home and, like a lot of vets, I just tried to move on, get a job, build a life, pretend like the war was this closed chapter. I wandered around for a few years, working in restaurants, and landed in another little farm town in the Hood River Valley in Oregon. I met the love of my life, got married, and made the decision to go out to college. After getting my degree in quantitative economics, I found my place in the young industry of computers and technology. It was a world where things made sense. Something broke, you could fix it. There's a bug in the system, there was always a solution. That was comforting, because life didn't come with that kind of certainty. And faith, oh man, faith was nowhere on my radar. My mind, religion was for people who needed it, who didn't have the answers. And me, I thought I had the answers, or at least enough of them to get by. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments in life where something just isn't sitting right, but you can't quite put your finger on it. For me, that feeling built up over the years. It wasn't just one thing, more like a slow, steady drip of moments that started making me wonder if maybe, just maybe, I didn't have everything figured out. When you're younger, you don't think too much about these things, like what happens next. You're too busy living life, paying bills, fixing up the house, taking care of family. But the older I got, the more I started losing people, friends, family. Some went quick, some fought long battles with sickness. Each time I got the call that someone else was gone, I felt a little more unsettled. Like there was this question hanging over me, but I didn't want to look at it too closely. I used to tell myself, well, that's just life. People come and go. But at night, when the world got quiet, I wasn't so sure. Now, I've always been a logical guy. I like things that make sense. That's why I loved working in tech. Everything had a function, a reason, cause and effect. So when those tough questions started creeping into my mind, I tried to logic my way out of them. I'd think, okay, what happens when we die? Science says our bodies break down, we turn back into dust. All right, that makes sense. But then, why do you feel so much more than just bodies? And then I'd wonder, why do some people go through hell in life, while others seem to skate by? If life is just random, just a bunch of lucky breaks or bad luck, why does justice even exist? Why do we care so much about what's right and wrong? I never had good answers to these questions, and honestly, I didn't want to think about them too hard, because deep down, I was scared of what I might find. Why was I still here? I could have died a dozen different ways in Vietnam. I could have gotten done in a car wreck or from a pandemic a few years back, but I didn't. And suddenly, I started thinking, what if that wasn't just luck? Now, if you told me 10 years ago I'd be willingly pick up a Bible, I've laughed in your face. And that's exactly what I did. And not because I believed in it. Oh, no. I was still plenty skeptical. I wanted to pick it apart, find all the contradictions, prove it was just another old book. But what I found surprised me. See, I expected fairy tales, blind faith, stuff that made no sense. But instead, I found stories of people who doubted, who struggled, who were flawed and broken, just like me. And yet, somehow God worked through them. One verse in particular stopped me in my tracks. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. And I didn't even realize how tired I was until I read that. Tired of just trying to figure it all out. Tired of carrying everything on my own. I wasn't ready to believe just yet, but I knew one thing for sure. There was something in that book that I couldn't ignore. And that was the start of everything. You ever had a moment where it feels like life just stops? Like you hit a wall and for the first time in years, you don't know what comes next? For me, it wasn't one single event. It was a slow buildup of years of pushing questions aside. Years of burying myself in my work, routines, and distractions. But one day I realized I was running out of things to hide behind. It was a regular evening. Nothing dramatic. I was just sitting outside. Sun was setting and the world was quiet. Normally I enjoy that kind of silence, but that night felt empty. I remember just staring at the horizon and asking myself, is this it? I'd built a good life, successful career, made some money, had some great experiences, but at that moment, none of it felt like enough. And that thought scared me, because for the first time, I didn't have an answer. That's when I did something I thought I'd do. I looked up at the sky and just said out loud, God, if you're real, I need to know. Now, I wasn't expecting a booming voice from the clouds, and I sure didn't get one, but something did happen. It was a strange feeling, like I had just put down a weight I didn't even realize I'd been carrying. I can't explain it in logical terms, and believe me, I've tried. But for the first time in a long time, I didn't feel alone. Did I wake up the next morning a brand new man? Nope. Still had doubts, still had questions, but something had changed. For the first time, I wasn't trying to prove that God didn't exist. I was open to the idea that maybe he did. So I started reading again. This time I wasn't looking for contradictions. I was looking for understanding. And what I found shocked me. The Bible wasn't this book of fairy tales like I thought it was. It was full of stories of real, flawed people. People who struggled, people who doubted, people like me. And suddenly I just wasn't reading stories. I was seeing my own life reflected in those pages. Then came the real test. I told myself, all right, you really want to know what this faith thing is? I need to step out of my comfort zone. So I did something crazy. I went to church. Now, I didn't march in like a new believer ready to raise my hands and sing hymns. No, sir. I sat in the back, kept my arms crossed, and just listened. And week after week, I kept coming back. Not because I was convinced yet, but because something kept pulling me there. I started talking to people, real people, not the judgmental types I always assumed church folks were. And little by little I realized, faith wasn't about having all the answers. It wasn't about being perfect. It was about trust. And that, my friends, is where my real journey began. So what's next for a late call to faith? Well, I'm not just going to talk your ear off every week. I'm going to bring in some guests, some veterans, some tech folks, some people who have found faith early, some who found it late like me. We're going to talk about the hard stuff, doubt, grief, hope, and what it looks like to believe in a world that often makes that really hard. And heck, if you're someone who's got questions, reach out. Seriously, this isn't a one-way street. I want this to be a conversation. You can find more on my blog at mountainveteran.com or shoot me an email at faith@mountainveteran.com. So until next time, take care of yourself, ask the hard questions, and remember, it's never too late to answer the call.